Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, the head of the house is home.
Yeah, Mom, here I am.
I picked him up on the way home.
Yeah, I was walking home by myself, and there were no guys around who could see me riding with my father, so I let him ride me home. Well, you know how it is, Dad.
Oh, sure.
But thanks anyway.
It's all right.
Why wouldn't a boy want to ride home with his own father, dear?
Oh, I don't think he has anything against fathers in general, dear. It's just his status as a teenager he's worried about.
Ward, whatever happened to those boys who used to boast that their father could lick anybody on the block?
Well, the psychologist did away with them a long time ago, honey. Any kid today who has a good word to say about his father is a nonconformist.
Well, Beaver's in the den waiting for your fatherly advice.
Bad report card?
No. Wants you to help him find a book.
To read?
To read.
Well, it'll be a pleasure. What are we having?
Old-fashioned pot roast.
Mmm.
That's what it said in the frozen food package. Old-fashioned pot roast.
Bibbidi-bibbidi-sibbidi-sad. Ibbidi-bibbidi-canal boat. My teacher told me to read this book.
Well, Beaver, I see you already found yourself a book.
Yeah, Dad. Our teacher said we could read any book we liked.
Oh. The Conquest of Mexico by William H. Prescott. You like this book?
Yeah, Dad. On a cutter, it's got a neat green cover.
Well, I'm afraid this is hardly fourth grade reading material, Beaver. I'll tell you a good book for you. Treasure Island.
Okay, give me it.
Well, I used to have a copy, but I haven't seen it since we moved. Tell you what, on your way home from school tomorrow, you can stop by the public library and pick up a copy.
Okay, Dad.
Here, you can use my card. And don't lose it.
Oh, no, sir.
Well, in the past 2 months, you've lost a jacket and a baseball glove. Just remember that.
Yes, sir, I'll remember that. Is this like a credit card, Dad?
Yeah, you could call it kind of a literary credit card.
Hey, Dad, could I borrow the dictionary? I want to look up how to spell a word.
What's the word?
Archipelago.
Well, it's A-R-C-H... Better look it up yourself. You'll remember better that way.
Sure, Dad.
Well, I'm going to the public library tomorrow and get a book to read. Treasure Island.
Oh, yeah. I read that book once. It's about a kid who sails away on a pirate ship and finds a buried treasure.
Boy, kid did all that? Why couldn't I do neat stuff like that today?
Well, it wouldn't do you any good, Beaver. When you got back, they'd make you repeat the fourth grade.
Ward Cleaver Jr. Gee, Dad, does anybody call you Junior?
No, not for years.
That's good, because I wouldn't want a father with a name like a kid. Hey, Larry. Here's Treasure Island. Hey, look, Beef. They got colored pictures in it. Hey, and look at that guy. He's got one leg... And he's carrying a sword and a parrot on his shoulder. Ooh, I'd hate to meet him on a dark night.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be too scary just reading about him.
And you could read the scary parts in the daytime.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take it out. Are you taking out any books, Larry?
Well, I'm reading one we get at home, The Call of the Wild.
Is that about pirates?
No, it's about this dog... Tell him about his adventures up in Alaska.
How could a dog write a book?
Maybe the dog told it to some guy, and the guy wrote it down.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is a 1 week book. So be sure you have it back on time. The fine is 5 cents a day.
Is that for kids, too?
Yes, for everybody.
Then I'll read it quick.
I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I'm not reading it for fun, lady. I'm reading it for a book report.
Young man.
Thank you.
Ward talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a start. Now say something else.
What do you want me to talk about, dear?
Tell me what happened at the office today.
Nothing.
Something must have happened.
Well, one of the office jokers put pencil shavings in Fred Rutherford's instant coffee jar.
Well, that's terrible. What did Fred do?
Nothing. He never noticed.
Oh.
See, the boys are very quiet tonight, aren't they?
Well, Wally's doing his homework, and the Beaver's doing that book report on Treasure Island.
Oh.
Ward, do you know he read that book in about 4 days?
When I was his age, I read 3 and 4 books a week.
Sure. You and Abe Lincoln.
Hey, Wally, will you listen to my book report?
Well, okay. But don't ask me how to spell anything.
Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson by Theodore Cleaver. It is about a boy. He lives with his mother, and he finds a map. Then he goes to an island, but before he sits in a barrel of apples. And then he comes home and is nice to his mother. The end.
Boy, that's a pretty crummy book report. You didn't tell half the stuff that happened.
Well, after I read 30 pages, I lost the book.
You lost a library book? Where?
I think I lost it someplace at school. Larry and I are looking for it.
Well, you better find it. I'll throw a big fine on you.
Don't worry. I'll get it back in time.
You better. Hey, Beav, if you lost it after you read 30 pages, how did you know that the kid came home and was nice to his mother?
Well, I feared he did. Because kids in the old-fashioned books were always nice to their mothers. Hey, Wally, did you ever have a book overdue?
Yeah, once. It cost me 20 cents and Dad yelled at me, too.
How come they can charge you for keeping a book overdue?
Well, because the library's owned by the city. The city can do anything they want to.
How come?
Well, because the city's got to maintain law and order. Can't do that without kicking people around.
Dear borrower, your book, Treasure Island, is now 5 days overdue. Please return this book as your accumulated fine amounts to 25 cents. N days, 50 cents. 15 days, 75 cents. 20 days, one book. Hey, Wally.
Find that sweater? Hey, that's my brother's store.
I know. And look what I found. The little squirt's in big trouble. He owes a whole buck on a library book.
Gee, I guess this must be the book he lost.
How do you like that kid, ducking these cards? You know, if I hadn't been going through his drawer, I'd have never found out what a sneak he is.
Well, if Dad ever found out about this, he'd really ball out the Beaver.
Yeah, you might be lucky enough to be around when he gave it to him.
Cut it out, Eddie. I don't want to see him getting in trouble.
The trouble with you, Wally, is you got no sense of humor. Say, Seaboo.
Hey, Beef, you sure your mom will let me stay for lunch?
Yeah, if I ask her in front of you.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Wally. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Eddie.
Where you been, Larry? Out frightening babies?
Hey, Beef, you better do something about those library notices.
Well, I'm gonna.
You better hurry up and gonna.
Come on, Wally. We gotta meet the guys.
Okay, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm gonna go tell my mom we're going.
Hey, Squirt. You're really in a mess this time, huh, kid?
Well, I'm not in a mess as soon as I find the book.
Sure you are. You owe the library a buck, don't you? You know what'll happen next?
What?
They'll send a guy around. A library cop in a uniform. You know what he's gonna do if you don't have that book?
throw you right in jail.
They can't do that to Beaver. It wasn't even his library card.
That's right, Eddie. It was my father's.
Oh, then you got nothing to worry about. They'll just toss your old man in the clink.
Hey, what have you been telling the Beaver, Eddie?
Nothing. I was just telling him what a good-looking kid he's getting to be. C'est si bon.
Boy, Larry, I'm in an awful mess, aren't I?
Yeah. But you know something, Beaver? You'll be the only kid in our class whose father ever went to jail.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Beaver.
What are you doing?
Well, I have a chicken in the oven, and I'm waiting for the buzzer to ring so I can baste it.
You gotta stay here and wait?
Well, if I was upstairs and the bell rang, I'd have to run all the way down here again.
Boy, if I was a mother, I wouldn't let a dead chicken push me around.
Do you want something? Glass of milk or something?
No, thank you, Mom. Come around looking for Dad today?
Why, no. Usually if people were looking for your father, they'd go to his office.
Oh. Mom, what would you do someday if Dad didn't come home when he was supposed to?
Oh, I'd just keep his supper warm.
Suppose he didn't come home for a couple of weeks or something.
Well, that would be very upsetting. We love your father, and he's very important to us all.
Well, I guess we couldn't do without him, huh, Mom?
Not for very long.
You sure there wasn't a man around looking for Dad today?
Of course not. Beaver, why are you asking all these questions?
Well, I don't know. You were all alone, except for waiting for the chicken to buzz. So I thought I'd talk to you. I'm going to go over to Larry's now.
Well, close the door, will you, Eddie? Okay.
Wally Cleaver, how many times have I told you not to slam that front door?
I don't think he did it intentionally, Mrs. Cleaver. Come on, Wally. We better go upstairs and start our studying if we want to get it done properly.
Yeah, we got a lot to do, Mom. Could you tell the Beaver not to bother us?
The Beaver isn't home. He went over to Larry's. What are you boys studying?
Geometry. I'm buckling down this year. I'd like to bring myself up from a B minus to a straight B plus student.
No. Excuse me, my chicken.
Hey, Eddie. What are you handing out? Your best geometry mark was a D.
All right, all right. You want your mother to think you got a creep for a best friend? Say, see, boom.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to see Mr. Hayden.
Well, this is the Hayden Memorial Library, but Mr. Hayden passed on a good many years ago.
Oh. Well, then could I see Mrs. Hayden?
I'm afraid the whole family's deceased.
Gee, you got anybody around here that's not dead? We need somebody that's in charge.
Well, Mr. Davenport is our head librarian. Is it important?
Yes, ma'am, it's very important.
Well, that's his office.
Hey, Beaver, you want I should go in with you?
No, I'll go on alone, Larry. Will you wait for me?
Well, sure. I'll wait for you forever. Except till 5:45, and then I gotta get home or I'll get hollered at.
Okay, Larry.
Come in.
Hello. I'm Theodore Cleaver, the lady said I could come in here. I'd like to ask you not to put my father in jail.
Not put your father in jail?
Yes, sir. He's got to make the money. Well, my mother's got to stay home and cook. And my brother Wally's in the basketball team and they need him. So I'm the only one left that can go to jail.
Well, I think you better tell me what this is all about.
Well, I took out a book, Treasure Island, on my father's library card, and I lost it. And you're going to send a man around and put him in jail.
Why did you take this book out?
Over $1 worth to go.
Well, we must have sent out notices. Did you disregard them?
No, sir. I stuck them in my dresser drawer.
Well, losing a book is serious. And if you kept on ignoring our notices, naturally, we would have sent an investigator around. But do you really think that we would put your father in jail?
Well, the guy told me it would.
Well, I guess guys tell us a lot of things, don't they?
Yes, sir. Special, this guy. You sure you're not going to put my father in jail?
When you lost this book, why didn't you go to your father right away?
Because I was so scared to, because it was his car, and he told me I should be careful.
Well, that book has to be replaced. And I think the best thing is to tell your father exactly what happened.
Yes, sir. I think it is, too.
Now, you're convinced that we're not going to send your father to jail, aren't you?
Yes, sir. But how come I believed it before?
Because, Theodore, when we do something wrong, our conscience bothers us and we become frightened and are apt to believe all sorts of rumors.
Thank you, mister. This place isn't as scary on the inside as it looks from the outside. Well, I'd better go now, because I don't want my friend to get home late and get hollered at.
All right. You run along.
What are you doing in here?
I'm waiting for Beaver to come down and tell me he lost a library book and owes $1 fine on it.
How do you know all that?
Mr. Davenport from the library called me at the office today. It's that book he took out a few weeks ago on my card.
Well, why didn't you ask him for your card back and see that he returned the book?
I guess I just forgot I loaned it to him.
Mm-hmm. Hope you remember that when you're scolding him.
I'll try.
I am truly sorry, Dad. I lost a library book on your card and made a fine. You can take it out of my generous allowance. Do anything you want to me, and I won't make a fuss and upset Mom. How's that sound, Wally?
Well, the words are okay, but it doesn't sound spontaneous.
What's spontaneous?
Well, it's like when a bunch of rags catch on fire in a closet by themselves.
What's that got to do with me losing a library book?
Look, Beaver, you go down and tell him before you chicken out.
Okay. But I think I'll put my pajamas on first.
What do you want to do that for?
I don't know. A guy feels safer with his pajamas on.
Don't be dumb. Go down and get it over with.
You know, Wally, that Eddie Haskell, you got a no good friend.
What are you telling me, something new?
Hey, Mom. Well, where's Dad?
In the den?
You think I can talk to him?
Certainly you can, Beaver. You can talk to your father anytime.
Oh. Well, then I guess I'll talk to him tomorrow.
You go in there now and talk to him.
Yes, Mom.
Come on in, Beaver.
Hello, Dad.
Hi.
I am truly sorry, Dad. I lost a library book on your card and made a fine. You can take it out of my generous allowance.
Well, I know a little about this already, Beaver.
Oh?
Mr. Davenport called me today.
Oh.
But, Beaver, why didn't you tell me when you first lost the book?
Well, because I kept hoping I was going to find it again.
Beaver, you can't go through life doing things wrong and just hoping they're going to turn out right.
But, gee, Dad, losing the book was accidental.
Was hiding those overdue notices accidental?
No, sir. But, well, I couldn't pay the fine until I found the book. So I hid the notices, hoping I was going to find the book. Then I'd pay the fine, and nobody'd know nothing.
Nobody would know anything.
Nobody'd know anything. It doesn't matter, because it didn't work out anyway.
Of course it didn't. Things like that never work, Beaver. Look, son, in the first place, it's always wrong to tell a lie. And in the second place, you just build up more trouble for yourself by not facing the truth.
I wouldn't mind facing the truth if so much hollering didn't go with it.
Well, Beaver, I guess I felt pretty much the same way when I was your age. But after a while, I learned that it really is a lot better to tell the truth.
How come, Dad?
Well, that way you don't always have to cover up for yourself. You see, Beav, you tell one lie, and you always have to tell another to cover it up. Then that leads to another, and then another, and first thing you know, you told so many lies, you can't keep track of them.
Yeah. I don't think I'm smart enough to do all that stuff anyway.
Well, that's fine, Beaver. I just hope you never think you are smart enough, because nobody is.
Hey, Wally, what you doing?
Well, the coach said they're taking pictures of the team for the school newspaper tomorrow. I'm practicing looking like Bob Cousy.
Who's he?
It doesn't matter. I don't look like him anyway. Hey, where you been all day?
Well, on the way home from school, I stopped off at the library and returned the book, Treasure Island.
I thought you lost that book.
Well, so did I. But they made a new rule at school. No food in the lockers. And when Larry cleaned out his junk, there was Treasure Island. It smelled kind of like a bologna sandwich. The way he took it back, anyway.
You must owe it over a dollar fine on it. What did you pay it with?
Well, I used those two silver dollars Uncle Billy gave me for looking like his side of the family.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.